But in Muse in the News, about an hour and a half ago, Gordo had another story about Dak Prescott and his dog, a pit bull. We had a picture of the dog, very ferocious-looking animal. And I asked the question, why are big, tough guys attracted to having big, mean dogs? What is the psychology there? So we thought we would get our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, to come into the studio. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he has authored over 5,000 books on psychology.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, doctor.
God, I'm happy.
That sounds like
I'm so free. Yes, indeed, yes. Gentlemen, as always, hold on just a moment. You mean to get a sip of my reading coffee?
He loves his coffee. Nobody.
Did you get choked? What happened?
No, I just I love swallowing my coffee. Oh, God.
Nobody.
So hot.
Nobody drinks coffee
so
like that.
So hot.
Dr. Maxwell, please.
It was so hot.
If we can get to the subject.
Okay, yes. Why do men get dangerous dogs? This is a great question that not only do people have, but it's a question that people have asked.
Same thing.
This is an issue that not only affects people who've been victimized by these dogs, but it also affects the dog's victims.
Same thing. Okay?
There's a slight difference in wording there. So let's all turn our attention to this issue at some point. Craig?
Yes?
Back to you.
Oh, well, why don't we turn our attention to the issue now?
Absolutely.
Which is why we're having you in studio. What is behind this?
Well, first of all, I have to make it clear that Dak Prescott is not a patient of mine.
Right,
and as a licensed psychologist, I must say that I've never laid him down on my couch and probed him hard to get to know him better. So I need to make that very clear.
Okay.
But God, yes, I would love to. Oh, my jeez. I would love to talk to the Cowboys quarterback. Find
You're
out what's going
Dak
on.
Fan. Yeah.
To find out what's going on inside there.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, why do they have big dogs? What's up? What's going on?
I am trying to talk, sir.
Okay. Well, we're trying to talk to you.
Can we just settle down?
Let's look at the cases of these young gentlemen getting a dog, you know, so associated with violence, so associated with kind of the thug element, the thug life, as it's called. Mm-hmm. I believe that maybe becomes totemistic at that point. It becomes an affectation. So the fractionation of the self becomes externalized in a psychosexual context. So as you codify the submodalities, you sometimes find not only affectational orientation or perhaps a substrate of attributional bias, okay? Plus, you find a big-ass dog that will bite your penis off. Okay.
That's how you just break that down,
yes.
Put it in lay terms. And I think this all goes back to Freud. It truly goes back to Freud. It's clear that Dak is familiar with Freud's 1905 tome, Pit Bulls and Their Relation to the Unconscious.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Very clear that he's read that.
Never heard of that.
Very clear. Players often choose dogs that represent themselves in some way. Whether wishfully or truthfully, it represents them appreciably.
What?
I don't even know. Okay, so
I think you said appreciably at the end.
Oh, okay, that
for
would
example,
make sense.
Larry Allen had a bull mastiff. Did you know that?
No.
Very large physical dog.
Uh-huh.
So see, it represented him in some way.
Okay.
Roger Staubach. He had a border collie, a smart, agile dog.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
right?
Scramble.
Craig Miller had a castrated chihuahua. Enough said there. Enough said.
I never had one.
Enough said. But it is clear to me that Dakota Prescott has issues with his masculinity, and this does not bode well for the Cowboy fan.
No, it doesn't, does it?
So I brought some books related to this topic.
Oh, okay. That always helps to see it illustrated in a book.
Hot off the press.
Yep.
Okay. Look at this. Hot off the press. This is the first copy. First edition.
Look at that.
It's called I Love Killing People by Icon Prescott. This is written by the actual dog
that
involved.
Is wrote a book with a dog.
And it's still warm. It's so hot off the press.
Oh, it's so warm. Oh, Oh, don't slap me in the face like that. I'm sorry. And then I got some other sports books for you. Some other sports books related to...
What? Sports books.
Some what?
I understood what George said, but not Creed.
Yeah, what are you saying over there?
He said sports books, whereas I clearly said sports books.
Right. I'm sorry, Doctor. Go ahead.
Okay. This is called I Guess I'll Hang 'Em Up, How the Entire World Forced My Retirement by Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, that is sad. That is going to be sad to read.
Here's a great one for a loved one. How to Pretend to Like the City of Buffalo, A Guide for the Newbie by Cole Beasley. He just wrote this. Yes, it's his
pretend.
Own personal experience.
Well, that's right off the presses. Yes.
And here, look at this. Oh, the pictures in this one are great. Mm. Spring Breaking My Ass Off by Tyrone Crawford.
Oh, no.
Details of the Panama City thing.
Forward by Bobby Carpenter, oddly enough.
You should not have written a book about that.
And I have a couple for George here.
Okay.
George, I think you'll like this.
All right.
This is the updated, new, and revised Little Green Book and Little Red Book of Golf by Tony Romo.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful?
He's got his
foremost
own
expert in golf in this area, yeah, Tony Romo.
Apparently so.
Perfecting Harvey Penix theory.
That's right. Yeah, much better than Harvey Penis ever was.
Penix.
What? And then also, we have this for you, Ja.
Okay.
It's called The Difference Between a Mountain Lion and a Bobcat, written by a first grader. I think you'll find it very informative.
It's tough to tell sometimes.
Very informative.
It's tough to tell.
Is that you, George?
What?
You just that smell in here. It smelled...
I don't know. What does it smell like?
No, it smells like your crotch smells like an unplugged fridge or something.
No, that's not me.
An unplugged fridge.
No, that may have been Ryan's. He was just in here.
Dr. Maxwell?
Yes. Yes, Craig.
I was, I know you keep your private life very private.
Very, very private.
But I was at dinner the other night, and in the corner at a restaurant, I spotted you at a table, very dimly lit, looked very romantic, with another woman. Are you straight?
I'm straight, bitch!
Golly.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused.
Why do you
now
have to
Dr.
ask
Dr. Maxwell,
him
he stormed
a
out
question like that at the end of every visit? It's just amazing.
Stop accusing him of offensive things.
8:47 on the ticket.